The Wisconsin Council on Children and Families is hoping an exhibit of art and poetry created by juvenile offenders will bolster their efforts to change the state law that allows 17-year-olds to be tried in adult court. A painting of a teddy bear by 17-year-old Tyler Pollock was featured in the exhibit on display in the state capitol this week. Pollock says his art has helped him get through a stay in Mendota State Hospital and several shelter homes.
I felt alone, away from everybody, and I put my feelings into my art. And as you can see, the bear is kind of torn up and hurt, as you can see on the stitches of the eyes and stuff. Even though it's hurt, you can't quit, it's never too late.
Pollock was not tried in adult court, but Kirk Gunderson, another 17-year-old, wasn't so lucky. His somewhat distorted self-portrait is also on display at the Capitol. He painted it in December 2005, a week before he hung himself in the La Crosse County Jail. He was awaiting trial in adult court for stabbing his father in a drug-induced rage. His parents donated his painting for the exhibit. Gunderson's father, Kermit, says he and his wife are strong backers of the bill to keep 17-year-olds in juvenile court.
If my son would have been put in the care of the juvenile section of our justice system, he would be alive today. We, from the very beginning, said our son needs some help, not locked away in an adult facility for decades.
The bill that might have helped Gunderson's son is gaining support in the state legislature. The only stumbling block may be opposition from some legislators to one of its provisions, a 1% tax on video games to fund expanded juvenile correction services. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.